Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Jovan Buha, Lakers beat writer for The Athletic, friend of the show. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. It's going to be good. We start off the show talking about the Lakers and how bad they looked yesterday. We'll see what Jovan has to say about it. That's in about 30 minutes. But first, Rob, obviously we're sticking with the NBA as the playoffs are getting close, right? We're in the play-in right now. But, Rob, what a story about Giannis Antetokounmpo in today's I was expecting you to say, bless you. Or
Gesundheit.
What does it usually say?
Gesundheit. Gesundheit, yeah. Right. Whenever you get that name out there, I mean, it's right. Easy.
In the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, he was just very transparent and very open, Rob. And I was floored by this. But Giannis revealed that in 2020, he considered retiring. Now, this was right after, this was a few months after he had signed what at that point was the largest contract extension in NBA history. It was 5 years, $228 million. And Rob, people should know, this was before he won the championship. And this was, so he was being killed. He was being criticized for not being able to win a championship.
Chris, and not to cut you off, but if you remember, he's Robin. He ain't no Batman. Remember that? That was the narrative about him.
Yep.
Like, confirmed. And,
yep. All of that.
Confirmed Robin.
No doubt. And they had a Miami team had beaten them in the playoffs, actually beaten them badly, 4-1. Right. And he said he actually went to Bucks management and explained to them that he might retire, and he was willing to walk away. They were thought he was, they couldn't believe he's willing to walk away from that money. He said this was the issue, Rob. He said his rapid ascent to stardom. He said he was feeling the weight of his rapid ascent to stardom, coupled with the personal effects that a worldwide pandemic and the social justice issues had on him. Remember that the Bucks were that team, Rob, that didn't play that game. Remember, I think it was Orlando. I can't remember.
They walked out.
Who
right.
exactly
they
was?
They
yeah.
were. They were the team that said they weren't going to play the game.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So he said all of that was eating at him. And then later on, he gave what probably can be taken as a little more insight. He did say, Robbie talked to Kevin Love, who we know was the first NBA player to come out and talk about his mental health challenges. And, you know, he went to a therapist, and both of those helped him kind of get, you know, through the challenges he was facing. But he also said, Rob, on a podcast with Serge Ibaka back in November, he said, I want to be like Tim Duncan. He said, I don't know that I want to be the face of the league. He said, direct quote, I want to be like Tim Duncan. I want to disappear. You put me in the face of the league. I'm trying to disappear from it. I definitely feel like I'm one of them, but LeBron is. LeBron's still playing. Steph just won a championship. KD's still hooping. Embiid's killing. Jokic back-to-back MVP. Luka Magic. There's a lot of people out there. So, Rob, I feel like this is really an interesting story, and it's one, Rob, of many now. Giannis right here. Zion recently, just a couple days ago, talking about how physically he's fine, mentally he's not ready. He doesn't feel like himself yet. He's be hesitant out there on the court. Ja Morant, Rob, when he talked about, you know, he apologized for having a picture of him with the gun at the nightclub, he said, you know, I got to find a better way to deal with the stress I'm feeling. And if you remember the interview with Jalen Rose, it was, I've been, you know, this is the most peace I've felt since I've been in the league. And that's, so that's while he was ascending to superstardom, while he was about to get and getting a contract worth more than $200 million, he didn't really have peace of mind, and he was stressed and wasn't feeling good. Ben Simmons, the mental challenges he's gone through. Just recently, Andre Drummond backed off because he had some mental issues. Markelle Fultz, Rob, remember he had the yips, if you want to call it that. Yeah, for a basketball player. Like, Rob, we are seeing this. That's not to mention DeMar DeRozan and Kevin Love. So what do you make of, you know, just these mental challenges that so many of the players in the NBA are talking about?
I think that they've been around. I think they've been around, Chris, and people maybe acted out or hid stuff because that's the world that we lived in. A lot of people have been through a lot of stuff. This, everything's not new.
Right.
I think that's one of the biggest mistakes we make. Everything is not new. People just didn't talk about it, Chris.
Right.
Can we be honest?
Well, look, we talked, Gilbert Arenas has brought it up, and we've mentioned it here and there, Rob. In the 70s, the NBA was full of drug use.
Yes.
Well, that was a way that, and I'm not saying it's the right way, obviously.
But it was a way.
That was a way they were dealing with their mental issues and stress and things like that.
Chris, people never talked about their sexuality. You know, like it just wasn't. People feel like more to you know, and that's where the term being in the closet came from, because people have always been gay. That's not, but now people have more to express themselves. So this is what I'm trying to get at, is like, this is just people now actually telling people what's going on. Not, oh, he's always in a down mood, or he's a downer, yeah, or, you know, he never smiles, or what's wrong with him. You know, like, that's what people would have said about players who would have held it in and would have just kept playing and didn't want to come off a certain ways, or even injuries or something where people would have said, just played, because if you didn't, Chris, you would have been crucified, right? Like, if you didn't
and
play,
you weren't making the money that guys are making now.
Right.
Where you
but
could
you,
even
but you would have been
to,
right, and you like you would have been crucified if you said, "Oh, I can't go," or "I can't." What do you mean you can't go? Like, and I think the mental health thing is not that this is new, is that they're willing to share it with the world and not feel like a stigmatism, like, man, that guy's nuts. Or, you know, that guy's got this. Or so, dude, that guy got everything in the world, man. He's tall. Right. He's handsome. He's making $200 million. What could be wrong? You know what I mean? Something's wrong with that dude. Because that's what people look at, and they see the exterior. And you notice, Chris, there's an interior. And mental and how you feel about yourself, it happens a lot. And everybody used to put on a happy facade and go along with it, but we're hurting inside. I just think that we're hearing more about it. People aren't afraid to air their inner self or inner secrets. It's just like the social media aspect of life, Chris. We talk about it all the time. Why did he put that out there? You know what I mean? Like something's right. going on. Why would you do that? In the old days, you would never expose that stuff about yourself.
Right.
But now they just feel compelled, like, I don't care. I'm just going to let everybody know what's going on. That's my take.
I think there's a lot of truth to what you're saying. There's no doubt. I mean, mental health issues isn't something new. It's not something that didn't exist before. But I also think there are some new developments that have exacerbated the problem. Rob, there's studies that show that social media creates anxiety and even depression and things like that. And you've heard like Zion this week talking about, I can't get away from what people are saying and this and that. Giannis talking about wanting to disappear. I do think that, and I've said this before on this show, Rob, I think it's a great line. That a friend told me, human beings aren't created for excessive praise or criticism. And I think these NBA players, Rob, I think they're the most scrutinized athletes in America. In the baseball, we don't talk about baseball for the most part on the debate shows, whether it's TV or national radio. We talk about it more than most, and we don't talk about it that much. Football, it's the quarterback. But Rob, a starter, heck, an all-pro NFL player could walk down the street and a lot of people wouldn't know who he was. They might say,
99% wouldn't know it. And that's why
he might be big and does he play football? They wouldn't know who he is.
Even when you have
a rotation guy and Matt Barnes, people know who Matt Barnes. I know he's retired now, but when he played, you know what I mean? Alex Caruso, people would know who he is, you know? So the studies show that the NBA players are the most recognizable. Well, they're not wearing helmets.
There's less of them. And they don't wear a hat. They don't wear a helmet.
The crowd is closer to the game. That's why the arenas are smaller, more commercials and stuff.
Right.
And so there's a good part to that in that you get more endorsements and things like that. Even if you're not a star, but the bad part is that you're not fame, but you know, it's just more people talking about you, criticizing you, watching you when you're going anywhere, you know? And so I think that those are, because we haven't heard this yet, obviously some baseball players and some football players deal with this stuff. And there's probably been some you hear here or there. But it seems like, Rob, more of these you hear about in the NBA.
Yeah, that's true.
At least, that doesn't mean there's more, but that you hear about more.
No, you hear about it more. I agree. And we don't know. And baseball, Chris, you know, I always remember, like, there's so many games and – and maybe they feel stress is different. I don't know. Yeah, why it seems that NBA players are more apt to talk about it than other games and other sports. Football is always that macho thing. You know, like there's a lot of, you know, like there's a stigma in football, Chris. If you're not, you got to be a robot, follow the team, you know, and all that kind of thing. And you know, what do you mean you can't play? You know, like what's wrong with you? Are you soft? Are you weak? You remember, who was the quarterback I always bring up for the Bears who was injured? And remember he's
Jim
came
McMahon
from Denver.
Or
no,
Jay
came
Cutler,
from
Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler. Cutler. Yeah. You remember that, Chris?
Right.
He was crucified. Remember he came out of
the
AFC
ACL,
NFC
right.
championship game. He wound up having surgery, but people from at home, other football players killed the guy.
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
Killed him.
And it's a fine look, and this is we've talked about this before too, when these, you know, situations really started kind of at first coming to the forefront. But there's a fine line too. Like a Zion situation. He said he's not Zion. He's not mentally ready. You got to respect that and try to, you know, deal with that. But at the same time, you say you're physically ready and we're paying you hundreds of millions of dollars to play basketball. And so even people in real life, I mean, we're all dealing with challenges. And so you have to find out what's really a mental health issue and what is just a kind of an everyday struggle that a lot of people have, you know, and we all have our challenges and struggles and insecurities and we all, or, you know, for the most part, you work through those. When you go to work, you still go to work, you're going through a divorce. That's how taxing is that. So you got kids.
God only knows.
You're right. I mean, right. And you know, Rob, like you go through a divorce, you didn't have kids, but you know, people that got kids, like,
right.
Or just marital issues or baby mama drama or just all types of stuff. And, you know, but people have continued to work through that. And so you just have to figure it's tough, but, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We didn't even mention Andrew Wiggins, Rob. But a lot of mental health issues. Players are talking about it more, specifically NBA players. We just want your thoughts. What are your thoughts on some of this? Obviously shocking that Giannis considered retirement a few years ago. And thankfully, whether he's playing or not, I mean, obviously we all love to watch him play, but we're just thankful that he's in a better place mentally. And, you know, he happens to still be playing basketball, which is great, too. But share your thoughts with us. 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. So get a multi-policy discount by combining your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. We're talking mental health. A lot of NBA players, you know, just seem to be struggling with this. More coming out and talking about it. And obviously we want those brothers to get the help they need. And just share your overall thoughts with us on it. Specifically, Giannis said he might retire, you know, thought about retiring a couple years ago because he was struggling with his mental health.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Larry in Spokane, Washington. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Larry.
Hi, guys. Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
It's a great question, man. I think a lot of it has to do basically with two things. I think as a society, we don't take responsibility as much as we used to. And I've got a 25 and a 23-year-old kid, you know, back all the way to the everyone gets a trophy. And then the second thing I think is that they can make so much money. You know, you grow at the speed of pain. And there's no pain. If I decide I'm leaving, I've got enough money to set me up for the rest of my life. So why should I put that extra effort in?
Let me ask you this, though, okay? I hear that point, but here's where I'll push back. There have been plenty of baseball players who signed $300 million contracts, and right? And I'm not – and people didn't walk away, Chris, or people – this is the money's not new in some sports. Okay, even the NBA, generational wealth, I got it. But Larry, why do you think, you know, like there have been guys who have gotten those deals and played them out? A-Rod made $500 million
in his
career.
Basketball, baseball too. I mean, football or basketball too. I mean, there are a lot of guys that have gotten huge money.
Right.
Basketball's been making as much money as baseball.
But earlier, not talking about recent. I'm talking about it's been money for a long time out there with guys. That's the only reason I'm asking him about the baseball compared to basketball.
Right. What I feel on that, and that's a great question, is there's certain people that feel an obligation to fulfill that, and then there's certain people that was their goal, was to get that big contract, and then once they got it, they felt no obligation. So it really boils down partially to the person, right? I mean, because we pay on talent.
When there's people like that, yeah, in every field, some guys and everything are just doing it for the money. It's just a job. And if you get that much money and you've made that much over your career, yeah, if it's only a job to you, you don't love it, you just did it for the money, and you got enough where you can walk away, then yeah, some guys would do that. I also think when you get a ton of money and money's not an issue in your life anymore, if you're not at peace, if you don't, you know, if you're not right mentally, it can really challenge you, because now you got everything money could buy, and you're like, well, why am I not happy?
Now what?
Right. I can have all the women. I got fame. I can buy all the clothes, all the material things I want, and I'm still not happy and satisfied. That could be scary.
Yep, no doubt. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, my brother's from another mother. My uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. Shout out Monsi on the updates. I love that y'all are covering this topic, man. This is something so serious, especially in this modern day where we're taking mental health so seriously. But I got to push back a little bit just because when you look at some of the greats, Michael Jordan came back from his father passing away, man. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had people calling him out of his name, calling him a monkey, calling him all these things on the court. Bill Russell played in a city that didn't even accept him as a person, and they still persevered. As much as I want to back these NBA players and people from all leagues as far as their mental health, you still have a job to do. You're still afforded millions of dollars.
Here's what I will say, and I agree with you, Sean, because that's what I'm trying to say with the fine line. You still, in most of these cases, you got to go to work.
Right.
But Jordan did, after his father died, remember, he did take a year and a half off, went to play baseball, which was something he could do. I mean, he's never was out of the spotlight. But, Rob, he certainly wasn't facing the spotlight he had in the NBA.
He was in Birmingham, Alabama, riding on buses.
And he was there was obviously some stories about him and highlights here and there. But he did get away from it. Kareem was a very surly player.
Right.
That might be how he dealt with a lot. I get it on the challenges, but – and I agree. I mean, I lean toward, man, because the way I was raised, just you got to get out there and do your job.
Do your work.
Regardless of what you're going through, I mean, unless it's just really debilitating. So I hear you, Sean. I'm not trying to say I don't agree with you, but I just think those guys dealt with things too. And certainly Jordan, we saw it when he stepped away from the game for a little while. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We got Jovan Buha coming up, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest, we get into him a little late, but he's the Lakers beat writer for The Athletic, friend of the show, Jovan Buha. Jovan, welcome to the show, man.
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
We are great, and we got to get right into it. Look, we weren't impressed with the Lakers last night.
Not at all.
And we're both picking Memphis.
Neither was I.
Right. I mean, come on. We're both picking Memphis over them. Well, let's get to the game last night first. If you really look at their stretch of these games they've won with LeBron back, I'm not putting it on LeBron, but just over that stretch, they really haven't had many great wins, if any, because it's been bad teams.
Just that one
teams
Minnesota
with guys
game.
Missing, right. Minnesota the first time. Talk about last night's game. Were you surprised? And what do you think it means going forward for them?
Yeah, well, I think that there's been a cumulative effect of, you know, they've basically been playing every other day for a couple weeks now, coming off that, brutal five-game road trip that they had. They dealt with a couple snowstorms, got snowed in Minneapolis. LeBron talked about it being, you know, the toughest stretch of the season just from a, three games and four nights. And I think they kind of got in a little bit of a rut, to your guys' point, of how they ended the season. Of, because after that road trip, it was playing a Utah team that was, you know, basically tanking, playing, a Phoenix team that was resting its starters. And I think sometimes when you play, you know, those types of teams that are kind of playing for nothing and playing with house money, you can develop some bad habits. Because I think for the Lakers, kind of being tired and going through that, they were looking at it like, okay, we just got to exert, 70% effort tonight and we'll get a W. And, those games ended up being closer and sloppier than they should have been. And I think there's a carryover effect into last night's game where the Lakers played similarly to how they played against those teams. And you saw that in that first half when they were down 11 going into halftime. But I think in the second half, that's the stretch that really had me encouraged. Only allowed, 16 points to the Wolves over the final 17 minutes of the game. There was the final 6 minutes of the fourth quarter where the Wolves did not score until Mike Conley's three free throws with 0.1 seconds left. So, like, you saw, the Lakers' success since the trade deadline has been their defense. They've had the number two defense behind Chicago. They were number one for most of that stretch until they kind of slipped there those last few games. But you saw them put the clamps down on Minnesota. And, you know, yes, Minnesota was undermanned, but that was more on the defensive side where, you know, Jaden McDaniels and Rudy Gobert were missed defending LeBron and AD. But they still had Towns. They still had Edwards. I think not having those guys actually helped them offensively with the spacing. They went out, five out a lot more. They spread the Lakers out. But the Lakers, when they really needed to clamp down defensively, you saw the switchability of that lineup of LeBron and Rui and AD switching across pick and rolls and dribble handoffs. And like you saw, I think, their formula for success moving forward. So definitely an ugly game. I said last night in my story, Darvin Ham called it a dogfight. I said that was disrespectful to dogfights. Like that was just an utter, you know, that was an ugly game. Maybe the ugliest game I've seen this season. But the fact that they gutted it out, they won it. They went to OT. They won it there. Like, I just think that's something that you know, I think bodes well for their future in terms of winning an ugly game in the playoffs, because that's sometimes what ends up happening. So LeBron said he felt like it felt like a playoff game with the atmosphere and the way the refs were letting them play through things and just the physicality. So I think it was a good kind of tune-up for them heading into what's going to be definitely a physical Memphis series.
And thank God for Edwards shooting 3-for-17 from the field. I mean, they needed that too. I mean, in order to even squeak out a win at home. I hear you. But, man, and what is it? What was it, 40 turnovers combined? I mean, that was – I don't know about a dog fight. I call it dog food, but that's another story. Moving forward –
Rob trying out some of his new
info. My new material, that's right. Make sure you try the veal while I'm on stage. Let me do this one, too. AD, I was at the Dallas game where when he fouled, I can't remember who he fouled at the end of that game. What is that? Like, that play – you know, you're trying to defend, but if a guy knocks down that shot and ties the game, you tip your cap. Don't you have to be careful of fouling people at the end of games in those situations?
That was an inexcusable foul. And,
right?
AD, so the game you're referencing was Maxi Kleba on Dallas, where it was not just a foul, but then he gave up the game tie, the game winning three
right.
to Maxi on the next play. So it was like back-to-back mistakes by AD. And, you know, it's weird because he's been, you know, the linchpin of that defense where, you know, I think you got to give, you know, credit to some of the newcomers. I think Jared Vanderbilt has been a huge boost for them on the defensive end. Darvin Ham has implemented a lot of the system and schemes from Milwaukee that have been successful. But at the end of the day, you know, Anthony Davis is the captain of that defense. He's their, you know, top rim protector, one of the best defenders in the league. But to make a mistake like that in such a crucial moment is just—it's inexcusable. And he owned up to it. You know, I think one thing that AD deserves some credit for, you know, compared to other stars, is he will call himself out post game. Right. He will own up to his mistakes. So he said, you know, it was a miscommunication with me and LeBron. I called out to switch on the play. LeBron didn't hear me, so I went to Mike, and it was kind of scrambling and off balance. I tried not to foul him, but you know, he kind of, you know, drew the contact and got the call. But AD owned up to it and said, you know, that was on me, that was my bad, and I apologized to the guys in the huddle. And then you know, we moved on and you know, went on to win it in OT. But yeah, I mean, those are mistakes that, you know, the Lakers have, you know, look, it cost them one game, which, you know, potentially could have cost them seeding in the playoffs. But had it cost them last night, like, that's one of those things where you just look back on and, like, you just can't make those mistakes. So definitely something to monitor moving forward of, you know, there's inevitably going to be a game or two in the Memphis series that comes down to a final possession, and AD can't make those mistakes. Like, if they make a three, they make a three, but you don't foul them and give them three free throws.
Jovan, we got, like, 30 seconds for your answer. Quick thoughts on the Memphis series, and what's your prediction?
Yeah, so I'm going Lakers in seven. I think it's going to be a hard-fought series. A lot of similarities, honestly, between Minnesota and Memphis, but Memphis, I think, is just better with, you know, Ja, as LeBron said, being the head of the snake, and then Jaren Jackson Jr., arguably the defensive player of the year favorite. But for me, it's the absences of Steven Adams and Brandon Clark are going to be huge. Those are two of Memphis's three best big men. I think it's going to affect their rebounding. I think it's going to affect their paint scoring, their rim protection. And I just think, you know, ESPN had this stat that LeBron and AD are the first teammates to average 15-plus points in the paint in over 25 years. And just the way that those guys attack the rim, get into the paint, Darvin likes to say live and love in the paint. Like, I just think, you know, for as good as Jaren Jackson is defensively, he can't guard both of them.
He fouls too much, he fouls a lot.
So yep. I just think those guys are going to live at the free throw line. They're going to live at the rim. And ultimately, you know, I trust the Lakers' stars and their abilities to get that, you know, done on the road. So I'm expecting a tough series, again, seven games. But I think having LeBron and AD will ultimately give them the edge.
All right. That's our man, Jovan Buha. Great stuff, man. Enjoy the series.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys.
Yep. More Odd Couple coming your way. A lot of trash talking going on. We talked about the mental health. Now it's trash talking going on in the NBA. We're going to get to that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're going to get right into this because it's interesting. Kyle Kuzma and Spencer Dinwiddie engaged in some major trash talking, both verbally and on social media. Here's some sound from Dinwiddie.
If we look at him and the way he approaches life, fame, all that stuff, that we could see that his priorities tend to vary. Right. Like, that's why he dressed the way he does. He, you know, approaches basketball the way he does, the comments he makes. And like I said, with the Draymond quote, insecurity is loud. Like, you know that you're there, you know, shooting shots to try to get a contract. You're probably not even a third star really on a good team, because if you were, the Lakers would have kept you. Right. Part of the reason you left was to try to make more money. Like, these are all things that are facts.
All right. That they were teammates in Washington, Rob. Kuzma tweeted out like a long thread. A few of the things he said, the Wizards and I have so much real estate in Den. I can't say the word island.
Don't say it.
Bowel movement, yeah, island.
Yeah. This guy got signed by a team 60 minutes and was traded before the following season was over. What in the world have you won in this league? Lowell, you've been bounced around like a basketball, my boy. You can thank Katie and Kyrie and them for spearheading 34 wins before the all-star break for your playoffs. They're 11-13 after the trade. Said, I watched you with the Wizards be a second option, and you averaged 8-4-4. Like, just going on and on. Rob, look, we're all for a little bit of trash talk, right? But I got to be honest. Both of these guys are kind of mediocre. It's just not as exciting.
It's sad that you have to go and do that. I mean, if you got words or whatever, but this is, as I mentioned earlier, it's a different world, Chris. You know, they feel compelled. You're not going to embarrass me or clown me in front of everybody. I'm going to clown you back. That's where we are. So this is, Rob G, these are your people. This is your.
What?
Yes.
This is your generation. They about the same generation. Age as you, a little yeah. tad.
They
younger.
Are. They are, Rob G, you know this. This is what your people
do. This is
doing.
How y'all are.
It's embarrassing because, like, on the streets, we would call this a mid-off. Like, these are two very mediocre dudes. Listen. Just going back and forth, trying to decide which one is less bad of the two of them.
Like, I love it when Rob G flexes his street cred.
I got a lot of street cred.
Rob G has
in
street
the streets.
Care.
Chris ain't in the streets no
we
more. He's in the compound.
Chris
ain't in the streets no more.
You know, when you have a moat around your house, yeah. you just got in the
when you got people that you got to get in touch with if you want to talk to Chris Broussard.
Oh, stop. Right. Oh, stop
or,
it.
Or, that
or
is
if you
true.
Want, or if you want something tweeted, you know you got to send it to his people.
Rob's like, I'm not like that. I don't even got a Twitter anymore. I'm locked out.
I don't even have Twitter. What's Twitter? I don't even know what that is. What is that?
No, but
no,
like,
I do think, I mean, look. I don't know. I'd rather hear between more consequential players, I guess. Now, Dylan Brooks isn't a star, and he'll get into it, but I don't know. Maybe one of them needs to be a star. It just feels a little, okay, Kuzman, Dinwiddie, okay. You know, I can't get too riled up about it.
Doesn't it make you like actually appreciate the Michael Jordan, Isaiah Thomas beef more? That
Absolutely.
Like 40 years later, they're still going at it.
Two of the best all of
yeah,
all time.
And they still hate each other rather than Dinwiddie and Kyle Kuzma going at it on Twitter.
Go ahead.
I'll just say, I just, the Isaiah and Mike, it's Isaiah. You know, Mike, Michael had a say in the documentary, but Isaiah just will not let it go, man. Will not.
Well, I think Mike doesn't care. I don't think he's ready to embrace, give Isaiah a big hug next time they see each other. But I don't think he cares. Isaiah cares, though, Rob, because, I mean, you and I know. I mean, he believes, and a lot of other people do, that he lost something precious because of it, which is a spot on that dream team that you and I both know he should have had. Yep.
He should have been on that. I think that's one of the worst things that Michael Jordan ever did. Because he didn't just, Chris... He cheated basketball fans from seeing Isaiah with that team. That's what I don't like about it.
I mean, look. I guess if he's like, look, I wasn't stopping the dream team. Y'all could have had the team. Just don't have me on. I mean, that would have certainly been cheating basketball fans. I don't know that people look at it as cheating the fans, but it's just not right. Isaiah's one of the best players ever. And he should have been on that team.
That cheated the fans from seeing him play with all the great players.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.